West Australian-based energy firm Woodside Petroleum has come through with their half-year result for 2017 today. Now, the result was under what the markets were looking for, even though they saw their net profit after taxing an increase of 49% year on year. But we must remember that this is a totally different business than it was back a year ago. They have sold off some of their assets and written down some of their assets extensively over the last year. Now, if you have a look at their revenue, it did fall down nearly 3% over the term, and the reason is because the amount of liquid natural gas that they were selling into the market was lower. If you look at the average realized price, it was actually up by $10 a barrel over the period, and this helped to reduce some of the losses coming through in their earnings. If we have a look at their total assets, they did see that they increased over the period. Their capital expenditure was lower, and this is one of the surprises in the result. The amount they were spending on their business did fall. So operation costs, capital expenditure, and also exploration all falling, with their exploration and evaluation expenses falling by $128 million over the period. This is good for businesses that are looking to move sideways, but for a business that is always going to be refilling that pipeline, it is a bit of a concern for some of the analysts. Now, today they said that they would be paying out a larger than expected dividend to shareholders as well of $0.49 a share. The Wheatstone LNG project is on track, and they're expecting that first train to be delivered shortly. And that is one of the reasons why they're expecting to see a big boost coming through in their production growth over 2017 and into 2020 of around 15%.